Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants from around the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Influencer marketing has changed, and it's time for business marketers to get on board. So argues my guest today. I'm delighted to be joined today by the Managing Director of Influencer Marketing Agency, Reach On, Nicholas Hartman. Nicholas, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, Dave. I'm really excited to share my insights.
It's great to have you here today. So we're obviously having this conversation through Zoom, so I can see you and you can see me. But for the benefit of our listeners, where do we find you today?
I'm actually currently based in the beautiful city of Frankfurt in Germany, but I filed my petition for a US visa, so maybe you will see me next year in the US.
Fabulous. Either Frankfurt or the US are great places to be. So I'm truly envious of you. So let's dive in. I introduced you as the director of an influencer marketing agency. So simple question, first of all, Nicholas, how do you define influencer marketing?
For me personally, influencer marketing is a marketing method that allows companies to influence purchasing decisions by or in cooperation with people that have a tremendous following on social media, such as Instagram, LinkedIn, or other influencer marketing platforms.
Okay. And then that links, I guess, into what Reach On does. So tell us a bit about that.
So I think in B2B marketing as well, influencer marketing needs to focus on LinkedIn influencers that are really engaging and quite, in my opinion, experts on their field. This is a really important aspect you need to focus on, because I noticed so many times that people have a huge following but don't know what they're talking about. And obviously, you don't only want to have the expertise, but you also want to have the credibility. And this is only possible when you work with influencers that have the authority and know what they're talking about. So this is one crucial tip I would tell it first.
Now they're kind of the opinion leader, opinion formers of the influencer group, right?
Sure, because obviously an influencer fashion model is nice to look at, or either a male or female one, depends on your tastes. But in the end, if you want to work in B2B, you need to have someone who has the credibility to talk about the topic you're interested in, you would like to promote. Let's say you have a marketing agency. You obviously want to have some kind of marketing influencer that has some credibility in the field and who knows this is the kind of way I have to talk to my followers, though they engage with your content, with a possible white paper they should download, a webinar. These are all important facts you need to focus on.
Okay, so tell us about what Reach On does.
So we are managing the whole process from researching appropriate influences to the negotiation part, where we negotiate prices, the scope of the cooperation, to the analysis part of the campaign. So after the campaign, reanalyze what could be improved, what has already worked, and we develop some kind of tips for future campaigns. So let's say you've realized five distinct campaigns with specific influencers, one B2B influencer in the marketing field, one with in the AI field. You can after a while, you can notice some trends, which kind of influences work better, which are not necessarily the best option for your company. So this is, we do the whole process basically.
Okay. So what, how does it kind of work? A business would reach out to you and say, we've got this problem, and you can then build an influencer marketing plan to fix it.
Sure. We basically focus on three different campaign goals. The first one is increasing sales. So if companies want to reach specific decision makers, they can come to us and we will connect them with the appropriate influencers for that goal. Another objective can be brand awareness. If they want to increase the visibility in their market, in their field of endeavor, this can be marketing, can be AI, can be an industry related industry. The last one is to reach specific decision makers for an attendance on an event. So let's say you have some kind of industry event you would like to promote and people should visit it, then influencers can also promote these kind of events, appear on these events. So you can increase not only the brand awareness and or the awareness of the event, but also the kind of media resonance you get, because some famous enough influencers are also mentioned in specific media or industry journals. So this can be a quite beneficial opportunity for you as well.
Got it. Okay, so I get what Reach On does. Now, influencer marketing is kind of a relatively new thing within the space of kind of social media. I'm interested though in how you would say it has changed. You know, the landscape of business marketing has changed over the last 5 years with kind of key macro events like the COVID pandemic having a really big influence in how we do business marketing. So how has influencer marketing transformed in that period?
I think what really is important, because influencer marketing is a relatively new field, as you said, but there are several kinds of influencer marketing. And if we focus in specific, because your podcast is about B2B marketing, B2B marketing with influencers is quite new. I would say even the starting point of B2B influencer marketing was last year on LinkedIn as well. I mean, there were some kind of influencers that were active on these platforms earlier, but in a nutshell, it really started to get going last year, in my opinion. So if you think about it, influencer marketing with B2B influencers is quite new. So the trend is definitely the B2B side of working with influencers. And this is a really beneficial area to talk about for companies, because I talked like 3 to 4 hours ago with a decision maker in a marketing company who works with B2B companies. And she told me she only starts right now considering working with B2B influencers. So obviously many, many companies are not really even thinking or pondering about working with B2B influencers. So not many decision makers are creating campaigns. And this is really beneficial for the companies who decide to realize these type of campaigns, because there's not much competition. So it's easier to distinguish yourself, to stand out from the crowd. And I think this is really crucial, because other market B2B marketing methods such as webinars, white papers are so commonly used by every single type of B2B marketing. It's an area to stand out and distinguish yourself.
What is it, do you think, that has happened in the last 12 months or so that has suddenly made this a thing?
I think it's like the kind of acceptance that people have found or discovered for B2B influencer marketing. This trend on LinkedIn especially, it's more about emotional posts, about evoking specific feelings in people. So if you read posts on LinkedIn, you always notice it's like the same pattern of how the post is structured. And I see you laughing, Dave, because you obviously think it's quite commonly used. So in the past, someone posted like maybe once or twice a month, and then it was over and nothing happened, because this kind of acceptance for these influencer B2B posts was just not there. Yes. So I think now we've reached like the kind of acceptance for this method, so people and companies especially can use it for their campaigns. And in the past, you did not have the kind of overview, or even I would say the kind of quantity necessary to create B2B influencer marketing campaigns in several key industries. Maybe in marketing you've got enough, but in other industries, let's say you work in a plastics industry, it wouldn't have been too easy to find a B2B influencer on LinkedIn in this field.
It's a relatively new thing. So where do you think the next 5 years are going to take influencer marketing? Where does it go next?
I think you will definitely find a variety of influencers on B2B marketing platforms, and artificial influencers will also play a much larger role. With artificial influencers, I mean like AI created influencers. And I've already read some news where people couldn't distinguish AI created influencers from real ones, from genuine ones. So it's obviously a trend that will continue to gain in importance in influencer marketing. Another trend as well would be, I think there will be more tools for creators on LinkedIn. We have already noticed that you have the follow button available on LinkedIn. If you think back to, 2 or 3 years ago, you didn't have the opportunity to add a follow button as well. Mm-hmm. And I think the quantity of influencer campaigns on LinkedIn will continue to increase. There will be many more agencies offering this kind of business model. And the last one option, I would guess that people and especially business influencers will make the majority of their money with influencer related tasks on LinkedIn. Right now, it's more like you have some kind of business and you use influencer marketing like as a side job or some activity you do on the side. But in the end, I think you will have some business influencers who just will make their money with creator related tasks, such as creating posts on business related topics. And they don't have a company for marketing or for a plastic related field or for an AI related field. They just will make most of their money with being an influencer, making creating posts. And I think this is quite a difference if we think back a few years ago.
So what is it that is so compelling about influencer marketing? Is what you're painting there is a picture of maybe now it's only a very small part of the business marketing mix, as we'd call it. What you're saying is over the next 5 years, it's going to grow. So is that because we should be seeing influencer marketing as kind of more efficient and more effective than maybe other bits of the marketing mix? Or is it just easier to use? Why is it that it's going to grow?
I think engaging with key people on a personal level is always the most the easiest way to gain clients, to become aware of you and convince or persuade them to work with you. In my experience, I also manage the lead generation and customer acquisition efforts at my company. Talking with people via phone writing them emails is much more effective than just creating an Instagram advertisement or Facebook advertisement and hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. So always, in my experience, the marketing methods which focus or that focus on the personal relationship are much more effective. So if you have an influencer who forged an incredible bond with his or her audience over a while, obviously they trust the expertise and the knowledge of the influencer much more than if they would see or view an Instagram advertisement. So I think relying on this kind of expertise, this kind of forged bond is crucial and will definitely help you in increasing revenue. However, and this is important, there are also some black sheep in the market, as in every industry. You have available for creating campaigns. Yeah. So you need to, this is the most crucial part in my opinion, of realizing influencer marketing campaigns. You need to research meticulously which kind of influencer you work with, because some influencers are expensive. I worked with influencers who demanded 6,000-8,000 euros, dollars, pounds. So you need to be 100% or maybe 200% sure this influencer will move your company forward. And if this is not the case,
it would be an expensive mistake, right?
Yeah, because after you paid the 8,000 euros, it's done. Either it works or you're I will pass on using the F word, but everyone knows what I would say. So it's really crucial in this step to rather get receive 50 offers of influencers and decide to work with one influencer where you're absolutely certain this is going to work out, than choosing 10 to 20 different ones and having no clue what you're doing. So the research process is the most crucial part, in my opinion.
That's good advice. Do you have any other top tips for good influence marketing in B2B?
Especially on LinkedIn, I would propose that you should not pay a monetary compensation, because right now we are at an initial stage, as I told you a few minutes ago. So it is much easier to find influencers who would work with you and do not demand some kind of money for their efforts. So you can invite them on your podcast if it has enough listeners and offer this in return. Or you can offer some kind of affiliate compensation. I worked for a company in Germany. It's one of the largest entrepreneurial sites in Germany. And I offered the business influencer the following deal. You promote the podcast, and in return, you get the tremendous brand awareness the website offers. So the website has 500,000 visitors per month. So it was easy to create this kind of deal. So if you have some other media-related activities, podcasts, webinars, or even a newsletter where you reach an incredible amount of people, you can offer this reach in return for the influencer services. So you don't even have to pay a huge amount of money to get started. You just need to find a fair deal where you can start working with them.
Okay. Conversely, what are the hurdles that you would see to a business embracing influencer marketing?
I think, as it is quite common on other marketing platforms as well, many people work with one influencer, and if it doesn't work out, they say, hey, this marketing method doesn't work at all. So it's the same for Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, realizing a webinar appearance, a white paper. So in the beginning, I would definitely work with 5-6 different influencers. I wouldn't invest a huge amount of money. Start slow. develop your own experiences with the marketing method and discover what works and what doesn't work for you. So let's say one specific type of industry works well for influencer collaborations. Focus on this on this industry. A specific influencer is really beneficial to work with, then start a long-term cooperation. Just give it a little bit of time, realize what works, and then get started.
That sounds very, very sensible advice. So if people want to find out more about you, Nicholas, or about Reach On, what should they do?
They should just type in reach-on.com. And I also have some white papers available on influencer marketing. So check them out if you have any questions.
That's brilliant. Nicholas Hartmann, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your questions, Dave. And I hope people learned a little bit about influencer marketing and can use it for increasing their revenue.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Nicholas Hartmann. Thanks too to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.